Simin Tov Kuv Vav. We're up to Siv Dalad. We'll be doing Dalad and Hay. We learned the halachas of Hafrashas Chala on Yontif. Hamafrish Chala be Yontif. If someone is Mafrish Chala on Yontif, it means you needed a dough on Yontif, and therefore you're allowed to be Mafrish Chala. Vihi Tmeya. And it is Tamei. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Bizman HaZeh were all Tmei Meis. Lo Yofa Osa V'lo Yisrafena. You cannot bake it because no one's allowed to eat it. You cannot burn it. Why not? She'in surfing kachim b'yontif. Sreifas kachim is not done on yontif. Even though there's a mitzvah of sreifas kachim, but that mitzvah is not doche yontif. Elamanicha, the era of the sorfa, you leave it till the evening and you burn it. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha goes into the whole shaila of whether or not you can actually burn it at night, because sreifas kachim is supposed to be bayom dafke and not balayla. Nevertheless, he does bring Rishonim that deal with the issue, and it seems to be quite clear that you're allowed to burn Chala at night. Now, in Chalas Eretz Yisrael, it is clearly this way. With regard to Chalas Chutz Laretz, there are those that are knowing that Chalas Chutz Laretz is allowed to be eaten by a Kohen Katan. That Tumas Meis does not make it possible for eating. They would actually be allowed to bake it on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah said that we generally don't do it, only B'Sha'as Adchag. But they would actually be allowed to bake it so that he could eat it on Yontif itself. Which brings us to Sivhei. Mutter lasos b'yontif pitin gedolim. You are allowed to make on Yontif big challahs. V'lo chayshinan shemitoch kach yovo lefos yosef iman shetzarech. One doesn't fear that because you're baking a big one that you're going to overdo it. Meaning, if you're baking little ones, so before you go in and braid or roll, whatever you're doing, each one of them, you stop and think, well, how many do I need? But when you're doing one big one, you don't tell yourself, well, I need this amount of dough, that amount of dough. I would have thought that Chazal would have prohibited making a challah that large out of fear that part of the challah was unnecessary. So he's telling us that it's mutter anyway. Now, later we're going to learn that in a small oven, the halacha is that the more bread you have in it, the more dough you put into it, the better they bake. So much so that the halacha is on Yontif. You're allowed to add some bread when you're baking for that purpose. It's considered Tzorach Yontif because the bread comes out better. So the Mishnah Berurah says, here we're talking about even in a case where you have a large oven, where one dough does not affect the other doughs, even there, the halacha is that you're allowed to bake a large one so long as you think you're going to need it for Yontif. Certainly if you're baking small challahs, that is mutter. Even though one may have said, well, when you're baking small ones, it's a tircha yaseira. It's so much easier to roll up or braid this one enormous one rather than baking a lot of small ones. The halacha nevertheless is that you're allowed to, as long as you plan on eating them all. The plan is to eat them all on Yontif, it's mutter.